All right.
Okay. So, Vu, let's get started with our lesson. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, very good, Vu. So today we will talk about daily conversation, okay? Chapter 1, Unit 2, My Family, all right?
All right.
Okay. How many people are there in your family?
My family has 4 people. My mom, my dad, my sister, and me.
I see. Okay. That's a good sentence. But you know what? It's better to say we are 4. Did you say 4? Yeah. Did you say 4 a while ago? Okay, good. So you can say we are 4 in the family. All right?
All right.
Can you say that again? We are 4 in the family.
We are 4 in the family.
Very good. Okay. So, Vu, are you the youngest or the oldest?
I'm the youngest.
The youngest. Ah, I see. I think you are the favorite in the family. Am I right? Are you the favorite child in the family? Because you're the youngest,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I knew it. Yeah, because I'm the oldest. Yeah, okay. So, alright, let's go on to exercise 1. Let's have the picture description. So what do you see in the picture, Vu?
I can see a family.
A family.
There are 4 people in this family. The father, the mother, and two children.
Two kids.
Okay.
Two kids. And you can say 2 children, yeah, is also correct. Very good. Alright. What do you think? What can you say about this family?
They are very happy.
Happy? They look happy, right? Maybe they're excited for the weekend tomorrow. Yeah? Think so?
Yeah.
Okay. So, alright. Do you have any questions about the picture?
No.
No questions?
No.
Alright. Very good. So, let's keep it going. Let's go on to page 2. Let's have the vocabulary. So, Vu, all you have to do is you'll just repeat after tutor. Repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you say cha for father in Vietnam?
Okay.
Cha.
Yeah.
Cha.
Yes.
I've learned something today. Okay. So, repeat after me. My father is a good man.
My father is a good man.
His grandfather likes fishing.
His grandfather likes fishing.
Okay. Aunt.
Aunt.
Their aunt can cook.
Their aunt can cook.
Very good. In, also we say it auntie in American English. Okay? Auntie.
Okay.
So, saying both aunt and auntie are both correct. Alright?
Alright.
Okay. Cousin.
Cousin.
I visit my cousins on Christmas.
I visit my cousins on Christmas.
Very good. Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
Her mother-in-law is a teacher.
Her mother-in-law is a teacher.
Nephew.
Nephew.
My nephew is 4 years. I'm sorry. My nephew is 4 years old.
My nephew is 4 years old.
Very good. She loves her husband.
She loves her husband.
Uncle.
Uncle.
My father's brother is Uncle Tom.
My father's brother is Uncle Tom.
Sister.
Sister.
I have a younger sister.
I have a younger sister.
Brother.
Brother.
I play soccer with my brother.
I play soccer with my brother.
Wow, very good, Vu. You got it all correct. Good job. Okay, this time I want you to read the sentences on your own, okay? Would that be all right?
Okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. First one, his father.
My father is a good man.
Okay.
His grandfather likes fishing.
Very good.
Their aunt can cook.
Okay.
I visit my cousins on Christmas.
Alright.
Her mother-in-law is a teacher.
Very good.
My nephew is 4 years old.
Alright.
She loves her husband.
Okay.
My father's brother is Uncle Tom.
Alright.
I have a younger sister.
And last?
I play soccer with my brother.
Oh, very good. You really sound fantastic, Vu. Very good pronunciation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want you to practice this word. Repeat after me. Soccer.
Soccer.
Very good. One more time. Soccer.
Soccer.
All right. What are your hobbies, Vu?
I have many hobbies.
Oh, like what?
Playing table tennis.
Uh-huh.
Playing soccer.
Soccer. Oh, you also play soccer. Okay.
Most favorite? That's difficult. I don't know. What is my favorite?
Uh-huh. But what's the hobby that you always do?
Reading books.
You like reading books, yeah? Ah, okay, very good. Could you say that in a complete sentence? I like reading books.
I like reading books.
Very good. Okay. How old is your father?
My father is 56 years old.
56?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Could you say that again? 50.
56.
56.
56.
He is 56 years old.
He is 56 years old.
Very good. What about your grandmother?
My grandmother.
Do you know?
I don't know, but she is about 70.
Ah, okay. I see. A good thing. You still have your grandmother. What about your grandfather?
My grandfather is also 70.
Around 70, yeah? Oh, okay. Very good. Very good answers. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Ah, okay. Well, right now it's very hot in the Philippines. Yeah, I'm in the Philippines. And I've been teaching English for many years.
I know.
Yeah, and right now it's very hot. Oh, yeah, you saw it?
Yes,
I saw it. On my profile? Okay, very nice. It's very hot right now in the Philippines. What about there in Vietnam? What's the weather now in Vietnam?
In Vietnam, it's hot too.
Oh.
And the weather forecast said tonight it will rain.
Oh, you know what? It's also the same thing that happens here in the Philippines. It always rains either after lunch or in the evening. Because we have a phenomenon called El Niño. It's a phenomenon that happens every 6 years. El Niño means drought. Very dry.
I know.
Like an abnormal weather. It's sometimes cold, it is sometimes hot, and it will rain. So that is like an abnormal weather, right? Yeah, crazy.
Yes.
Crazy weather.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's go on to page 3. Let's talk.
Okay.
So we will have the dialogue. So you will read the student part. I will read the tutor part. Okay?
Okay.
All right. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother and one sister. How about you?
I only have an older brother.
Do your grandparents live with you?
Oh, yes, they do. Very good. Let's practice this word one more time. Grandfather.
Okay. Grandfather.
Very good. One more time. Grandfather.
Grandfather.
Very good. Okay. All right. How many brothers and sisters does he have?
He has one brother and one sister.
Very good. Does his grandfather live with them?
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They do. Okay.
Yeah, you can also say, yes, his grandfather lives with them.
Okay,
you say that again. Yes, their grandfather lives with
grandfather
them.
Live with them.
All right, very good. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, sure. So let's go on to page 4. Let's have the daily conversation. All right. So you will just do what we did on page 3. Okay. You will read the student part. I'll read the tutor part. Okay.
Okay.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to play soccer with my cousin.
Wow, that sounds fun.
Do you have any cousins?
Yes, but they live far away. Do you have cousins, Wu?
Yes, I have.
Oh, how many cousins do you have?
There are a lot of them. I have a lot of cousins.
Roughly how many? It sounds like you have many, many cousins.
Yes, many, many.
Really? How many uncles and aunts do you have?
Many, many.
Many to mention?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, so you can say there are too many to mention.
Oh, okay.
You say that again? There are too many to mention.
There are too many to mention.
Or you could also say, I have no idea.
Okay, I have no idea.
So Vu, if you're not sure about your answer, you can say, oh, sorry teacher, I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay. How do you say sorry in Vietnam?
Xin lỗi.
Oh, very hard. Could you type it for me?
Okay.
But good thing the Vietnamese language uses the basic alphabet, right? So it's not hard to master. Xin lỗi.
Almost right.
Can you say that again?
Xin lỗi.
One last time.
Xin lỗi.
Xin lỗi.
Okay, that's
xin
right.
Xin lỗi.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. How do you say thank you in Vietnamese?
Cảm ơn.
Cảm ơn.
That's right. Very good.
Cảm ơn.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. That's really fun. Thank you very much. I've learned something today. I think you can be my Vietnamese teacher.
Okay.
All right. You're such a smart student. I like you, Vu. I hope you will always book my class, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So let's go on to... okay. Let's go on to letter B. Repeat after tutor. So we will just practice these words, okay?
Okay.
Good. Only.
Only.
Older.
Older.
Weekend.
Weekend.
Soccer.
Soccer.
Fun.
Fun.
Alright, very good. This time I want you to read the words on your own, okay? I'm just going to listen
to
you. Alright.
Okay. Only. Older. Weekend. Soccer. Fun.
Wow. Good job, Vu. Very good.
Thank you.
Just be mindful of your long E sound in the word weekend.
Okay.
Okay. One more time. Weekend.
Weekend.
All right. What's your most favorite day, Vu?
Most favorite day is Saturday.
Saturday. Because it's?
It's very cool. It's have many football match.
Really? You watch it on TV every Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, nice, nice. I think you can be a great soccer player someday because you like watching soccer.
No, I don't think so. I play football very bad. I can only be the goalkeeper.
Oh, so that's your usual position as a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Not bad. Still cool, right?
Yes.
How often do you play soccer with your friends?
About one time a week.
Ah, nice answer. But you can say, or it's better to say, I usually play soccer once a week.
Okay.
Or you can say, I play soccer once a week. You can say that again. I play soccer once a week.
I play soccer once a week.
Very good. So instead of saying one time a week, it's better to say, I play soccer once a week. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, very good. So let's go on. Oh, by the way, any questions before we move on?
No, I don't have any questions.
Very good. Let's have page 5, okay? So let's have the exercise 4. Who is your family? So choose the word that completes the sentence. Follow the pattern below, okay?
All right.
So your choices are on the table. So just look at the words on the table. And in answering questions 1 to 5, the words will be your guide on the top. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So number 1.
John is from California. He lives with his family.
His. All right. Very good. You got it.
Okay. Rita is my uncle's daughter. I am her cousin.
Yes. Very good. Number 3.
Diana's grandparents are in Germany. Their names are Mary and Paul.
Alright. Good thing you self-corrected yourself. Okay, there. Their names, yes. Very good. That's the correct pronoun. Okay. Number 4.
Okay. The Jacksons have many pets. Their dog is called Pochi.
Called Pochi. I think it's
Pochi.
Is Pochi a standard word in Vietnam?
Okay.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Because we have this very famous candy here in the Philippines. It's called Pochi.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a brand. The name of candy that is famous here in the Philippines.
I want to try it once.
Yeah, you can. It tastes really sweet and sugary.
Okay.
I've stumbled upon a Vietnamese restaurant yesterday, and they are selling this sandwich. A Vietnamese sandwich, or a sandwich from Vietnam. Is it banh mi?
Oh, yes. Banh mi. Banh mi.
Banh mi.
Yes.
Banh mi.
That's how it's... Banh mi. Yes.
One last time?
Banh mi.
Banh mi.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to buy it because I was in a hurry to go back home. So I'm going to try it next time.
Okay.
Yeah. Banh mi. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Did I say it right? Bind me.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Number 5.
I love to read books. Mm-hmm. That is my hobby.
Very good. Yeah, I think this is also your hobby, right? You love reading books, right?
Yes.
Oh, I knew it. Good. Oh, very good. You got it all correct. Perfect. And for that, I think I will give you this cup. Minion cup.
Ah,
you know Minion?
I know this movie.
Yeah. Have you watched it? Have you watched it already? What can you say about the movie?
It's funny. It's cool.
It's cool. It's the minions are
funny.
Are funny, right?
Yes.
Who's your favorite minion?
Kevin.
Oh yeah, Kevin. The shorter Minion, right?
Right.
Ah, okay. Well, my favorite Minion is Kevin because he can play the guitar. But at the end of the story, he broke his guitar. while playing. Right? It's kind of funny. Okay. So let's go on to page 6. Exercise 5. Know your family members. So complete the following family tree with the choices provided. Okay?
Okay.
Alright. So number 1 is... What do you
think is the
answer?
Grandmother.
The grandmother.
Grandmother.
Very good. Number 2?
Number 2 is grandfather.
Grandfather. Great job. Okay, number 3?
Number 3 is mother.
The mother. Very good. Number 4?
Number 4, I think, is brother.
The brother. And last one?
Is sister.
The sister. Good job, Vu. Very good. I think you're really prepared for today's class because... You know, you're really doing a great job in answering the questions.
Thank you.
Okay. I think you're a diligent student. Yeah,
you're
one of, you know what? So far, you're the best student here in iSpeak. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You're really participative. You can answer incomplete sentences. You look so jolly. So, just keep that up, all right? Keep that positive attitude that you have in learning English. Because, you know what, in learning a language, you have to be confident. Okay? Confidence is the key in learning English or in learning a language. Whether be it learning a language or learning how to play a musical instrument, you have to have the confidence to do it. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So let's go on to the last one, exercise 6. I think we still have more exercises here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we will stop on exercise 6 and tell your next teacher to have exercise 7, unit 2. Unit 2, exercise 7, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's have now the last exercise, exercise 6, family differences. Observe the two families in the pictures. Answer the questions based on what you see in the pictures. So, I want you to compare Smith family and Johnson family, okay? So, which family has more people?
The family has more people is the Johnson family.
Very good. Which family is on vacation?
It's also the Johnson family.
Johnson family. Where are they at?
They are at the beach.
You're at the beach. Very good. Oh, be careful with that word, okay? Don't say bitch, but beach.
Okay.
It should have a long E sound, okay? One more time. Beach.
Beach.
Very good. Number 3, are the Smiths' children young?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. Number 4, are the Johnson children with their grandparents?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they're with their grandparents. And last one, what pets do the Smiths have?
The Smiths have a dog and a cat.
A dog and a cat. All right, very good. So, Vu, that ends our lesson for today. You did fantastic in today's class. Keep
thank
that
you.
Up, all right?
Hey, thank you.
Just don't forget the corrections that I gave you. You can review them on the chat box. You can read them after this class, all right? And also practice words with long E sounds, particularly with the word, with this word, weekend.
Okay.
Okay. Practice words with long E sounds. And also this word, beach.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's going to be all. Vu, I hope we will see each other again, okay? Continue learning English and maintain that positive attitude in learning English, okay?
Okay.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Gan un. Kang un.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.